Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We got Taran here sitting, what is this, adjacent
across,
to me?
Across from me.
Yeah.
Is my mic on?
I don't think so.
Hello? Okay, now I'm on. Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah. Could people hear what I said before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I was talking. Yeah.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What a start.
I think it feels like we're recording after a while. I think our last episode was Scream, which came out like in January, and it's almost the end of Feb now. So we're going to cover a couple of movies this episode. So a couple of movies that we watched over the last 2 weeks, and I got one bonus movie for you as well.
I know what it is already.
What is it?
That movie.
It's not very specific. It could be anything.
Yeah, but am I right? It's a movie,
well,
isn't
it? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with the first one that we watched, which was Death on the Nile, and then we'll talk about the movie that we watched most recently, which is Uncharted, and then we'll talk about my mystery movie.
Yeah.
It's not really a mystery because it's going to be in the title of this episode, so you actually know what it is, but it's a mystery for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've read the title of the episode already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you? I haven't written it yet. all right. So, Death on the Nile. This is a movie directed by Kenneth Branagh. It's a sequel to 2017's Murder on the Orient Express. It's, again, a movie based off a novel written by Agatha Christie, as was Murder on the Orient Express. And it's starring a whole bunch of other people, but Kenneth Branagh is back as Hercule Poirot. I mean, that's all the background. I mean, we can go through who's in it. Like, name one person that's in it.
Letitia Wright.
Okay, Gal Gadot.
Other blokes.
There's other people.
Yeah.
Russell Brand. Yeah. Armie Hammer. Annette Bening. And Dawn French. And Rose Leslie. I'm missing someone. Someone who's a main character. Emma McKay, is that her name?
Yeah, she's the main character.
Yeah, or well, one of the main characters.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's about a what's it about?
It's about a death on the Nile.
Yeah, well, it's about death on the Nile.
Yes,
like because death could be one or many. You don't know.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So it's death on the Nile, but it's about a couple that get married, and they invite some of their close friends and family, and they go for a cruise on the Nile, and it ends up being a trip to die for.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I got it, yeah. It wasn't terrible. It was all right.
Cool.
It is so, what it is.
We can get to our thoughts on it. So, but before that, how much do you think Murder on the Orient Express made at the box office?
I'd say it's like a $400,000 movie.
You mean $400 million?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because $400,000's
very bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty bad. I mean, you couldn't even buy a house.
I could make a movie and it could make $400,000.
Yeah.
It would just be me walking into a house and shooting someone in the face.
Do you reckon people would come and watch that?
Yeah. I'll shoot you in the face.
Okay. Yeah.
400,000 people would come and watch it.
That's how many enemies I've got.
Yeah.
You're not too far off. It made $352 million on a budget of $55 million. Now, how much do you think the budget of Death on the Nile was? So, Murder on the Orient Express was $55
million. This one looks more expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's on the Nile.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much of it was actually on the Nile. Was any of this shot on the Nile?
Probably not. It doesn't look like it was because it looks very, I don't know, artificial.
Mm.
Every place that they go to, it doesn't look like it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is old timey stuff as well. It's like 1930s or something, isn't it? Or
is it post.
Like post-World War
I. Post-World War I, pre-World War II, I think.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
But yeah, the budget for this one was $90
million. Yeah,
so it's quite a lot more. Box office-wise, it's only made $41 million so far, which is not really that great. So it did open up at number one last week, but it's quickly not going to be number one this week because Uncharted came out. Yeah, so we can get into our thoughts on the positives and negatives. So I already sort of mentioned the negative, but positives, I thought it was
pretty. What was the negative?
The negative was it looks pretty artificial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the other negative? Like lots of people in this movie have been cancelled in real life.
Yes.
Some of it's like suspect and some of it's like, really? Is that true?
Yeah. So yeah. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer's one's like, surely not. I don't believe. Well, if it is, then he's a real suspect bloke.
Well, they were saying that, remember there was some guy in that zombie movie, Zack Snyder?
Army of the Dead one.
Army of the Dead. There was some guy who got cancelled in that and then they replace his character.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they should have done that with Armie Hammer, but they didn't. Maybe because it would have been too hard.
Are people saying that rumor is legitimately true?
Yeah.
Well, no way.
People believe it. Even if it isn't true, it's made interviews and stuff with this. You know how they like do press interviews and stuff? It's made that pretty hard because they can't really have him.
Oh, so he hasn't done any of that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the rumor is that Armie Hammer's a cannibal. If it's true, it's suspect.
Very suspect.
I can't think that's true, though. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Letitia Wright's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, that's another problem. So she couldn't get involved in the promotions either.
Gal Gadot made that video in the lockdown where she was singing. And her singing's real bad.
She
also made Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, I think that's arguably worse. Singing is pretty bad as well, but yeah. So it's this movie, I think it was actually shot a long time ago because it was meant to come out at the end of 2019. So it was actually shot before all of those people became
cancelled.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's only really two people.
Just Gal Gadot, yeah.
She's probably not cancelled.
Yes. No.
Is anyone else cancelled? Is Russell Brand cancelled?
Nah, he just does YouTube stuff now, though. He doesn't really, like, act much, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no one else is cancelled. Just two cancelled.
Yeah.
But they're pretty suspect cancellations, so.
Yeah, so it was meant to come out a long time ago. It got delayed multiple times, so it's finally out, like, almost 2.5 years after it was meant to come out. But, yeah, we were going to get into positives and negatives. So what were we going to say? Positives, I think it's a pretty good mystery. I thought it was better than Murder on the Orient Express. Just overall.
Me too. I think it was better than Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
But not as good as Knives Out.
No.
No.
I think it's a bit slow.
It's a whodunit.
Yeah, I think
I just want to mention that. This is a whodunit, even though that has nothing to do with anything.
It is a whodunit. Yeah, like it's a bit slow. Like
I think they're trying to build the suspense.
Yeah. So the murders or the deaths don't happen till like basically halfway into the movie.
Mm.
So it takes a bit of time to get into it. And they do take a bit of time to introduce all the characters and their like backstories and stuff, which is fair enough. And I guess it is an old-fashioned, it is a novel written a very long time ago. So maybe they're just being faithful to the actual source material. And the cast was pretty good. I think everyone was actually pretty decent, except maybe Maybe Armie Hammer. Like,
because he's a cannibal.
Like, he was okay, but I think his character wasn't as interesting as the other people's characters.
Mm. Who's the most interesting character?
The most interesting, apart from Kenneth Branagh, probably Emma McKay.
Okay. Who's the least interesting character?
Armie Hammer.
Okay. And who's the most middle character?
The most middle?
Yeah, right in the middle.
The main person.
Okay.
The Vicar of Dibley.
The Vicar of Dibley. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she in Vicar of Dibley?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Let me look that up, actually. Dawn French, right? Yeah. Yeah, she was in the...
Okay.
She was the Vicar of Dibley, yeah. But she brings some, like, humor, I guess.
Mm. There's a bit of comedy in this.
There is a little bit. Someone in our theater was really enjoying it.
Me.
There was also someone else that was loving it. We were just, like, laughing. Yeah. So someone in Uncharted that was loving it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Me.
Actually, both times, yeah.
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 It was actually me both times.
Any other positives? I don't think it's too long. Like, some parts did drag, but...
It was like 2 hours and a bit.
Yeah, but it was fine. Like, it didn't feel way too long or anything. It was okay.
Yeah. It's in Egypt, so... That's cool. Yeah, I know. Cool. Yeah. I'm just mentioning stuff. It's a whodunit and it's in Egypt.
It was fine. Yeah, the CGI wasn't that great. And
it's kind of similar to Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
Shot in the same way.
Yeah.
But it's not shot the same way as Thor.
No, well, it doesn't have Dutch angles far as I can remember.
I can't remember any Dutch angles, no.
What do you think is Kenneth Branagh's highest grossing movie?
Highest grossing?
Actually, what's his highest opening weekend?
Thor?
It's actually not.
It's that Macbeth movie.
No.
he directed that, didn't he?
Macbeth. I think he did Hamlet.
Oh, okay. He did some Shakespeare shit. He did a Hamlet
movie in 1996. But no, it was actually Cinderella, 2015 Cinderella.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he directed that.
Yeah. That opened higher than Thor. And I think it might have even made more than Thor no, it didn't. So I think Thor is overall his highest grossing movie, but opening weekend wise, it was actually Cinderella.
This is a decent movie, though. It's all right.
It's fine. Yeah, I don't have anything really bad to say about it.
It's better than the first one. The mystery is better than the first one.
Although I guessed this one, I didn't.
You guessed it sooner, only because the one in the first one's stupid, and you'd never look to guess that because it's the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, and this one I guessed who it was. But I didn't guess some parts of it as well. So there were some parts that were surprising, but there were some parts that I did guess. The first one I didn't guess, but like you said, it was pretty left field in the first one. So do they all go to jail in the first one?
I assume so. They all killed him. They all took turns stabbing him, remember?
Yeah.
Each person got one stab.
And you know how he has like an assistant? Is that assistant guy in this one as well? Or is that someone else?
Assistant?
Like, in the first one, he has, like, an assistant, right?
It's the same guy.
Same guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's the only other person that returns in this movie, I think.
Book.
Yeah, his name's Book, and his mum's in this as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I don't have much to say about it, really.
Same. It's decent.
It's decent. Would you watch it in the cinema? You don't have to.
I think Knives Out 2 is going to be better.
Okay.
It looks like Knives Out 2 is on a boat as well.
Oh, is it?
From the one still I've seen.
Okay.
It's people getting on a boat.
Like on the Amazon?
I don't think so.
On the Mississippi?
It looks like they're more like in like LA.
In LA?
Yeah. They look like rich people getting on a boat.
Is there a river or maybe they're just going out to sea?
Ocean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii, maybe?
Okay. LA looks very different to Hawaii.
What do you want me to say? It's like water in the background. It's a boat.
I want the location.
It could be literally any place with water and a boat.
Who else?
It could be Sydney.
Yeah, it could be Sydney. Who else is in Knives Out 2?
Dave Bautista, Kate Hudson,
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, obviously. Other people that I can't remember.
I remember they announced people in the cast.
Yeah,
I can't remember. But that's not coming out till next year, right?
No, it's this year.
Is it this year?
Pretty sure. Oh, straight to Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Netflix bought all the Knives Out films.
Knives
Out 2 and 3.
They're going to do 2 and 3?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay. Just taking a bit of a detour here.
It's because it's a whodunit.
Yeah, it's going to be released in late 2022. Yeah, 2022. All right, I'll probably give it a cognitive recalibration. It's fine, yeah. But I don't think you have to watch it in the cinema. It's
I would say it's better than the other one. So, yeah, if you like the other one, you'll probably like this one.
It's kind of come out. One? They said they might do a Agatha Christie cinematic universe.
Oh, okay, who else is in the Agatha Christie universe?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she's written other books, and I think there's other like murder mystery stuff, so they might do another one.
Is that Lady Agatha Christie? What was that? We used to watch this show sometimes. It used to come on like daytime TV. It's like this old lady that solved mysteries.
Oh, yeah. Murder, She Wrote?
Murder, She Wrote. Is she Agatha Christie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You mean the person in that show?
No. I mean, like, is it based on Agatha Christie?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Right, I know the person in the show isn't Agatha Christie.
She's in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Agatha Christie?
No, the person in that show. Okay. I think. It's that lady.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Agatha Christie died a long time ago.
I can tell you exactly when she died. She died 1976.
Yeah.
That's actually not that long.
It's ago. Well before we were born.
It was. Yeah. So she was born in 1890. Do we want to do any spoilers? So the spoilers if you haven't seen Death on the Nile.
Book dies.
Yeah, he dies. He also witnesses a murder but doesn't say anything, right?
But he's going to have his redemption and then they kill him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the actual murderers are Armie Hammer, who ends up being... So what happens is, so Emma McKay and Armie Hammer are engaged at the start of the movie and then they do like a flash forward and then suddenly Gal Gadot and Armie Hammer are married. But
it's all just a big plan to get
Gal Gadot's money. To get money because Gal Gadot's rich. So Armie Hammer and Emma McKay team up to
kill Gal Gadot.
Yeah, and then take all her money. Yeah.
But let's look at this realistically. So, yeah, they kill Gal Gadot. Let's say the plan works. They kill Gal Gadot and then they steal all her money.
Yeah.
And then they get married.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, okay, that makes sense because you two hated each other and then you killed Gal Gadot and then you get married. People would be suspicious about that. Because for the whole movie, Armie Hammer hates Emma McKay. So afterwards, if they get married, people won't be like suspicious.
They probably should be.
Yeah. So it was a shit plan to begin with.
Or maybe they just run away. Like no one ever finds them ever again. Like they'll just take
them. Then how are they going to get all the money? The money's in property.
Yeah, they'll sell it. Like Armie Hammer will sell it because he'll inherit it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll sell it. He'll take all the money and then they'll run away.
Okay. So he's going to wait before they get married. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shit plan.
It wasn't a great plan, but
yeah. Also, don't murder someone in a place you can't run away.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on a boat, so
you're better off murdering someone, like murder them when you're in the hotel.
Where do you think the next one will be? Like, so the first one was on a train. Next one's on a ship.
It's got to be something like an aeroplane or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot air balloon.
A big hot big hot air balloon where you can't tell that someone killed someone.
Well, no. Remember before planes were invented, they used to like, was it blimps?
Is that
what they called? Yeah, on one of those.
What other form of transport is there? I don't know. Like a bus?
Yeah. Yeah, a bus, a blimp. Has to be a form of transport, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or it could just be like a house.
Yeah.
Like Knives Out.
Like Knives Out. All right. Well, yeah, that's that. Armie Hammer and Emma McKay, and they both.
But I'm going to bet that Knives Out is similar to this, but much better.
Is that also directed by Rian Johnson again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Next movie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Uncharted. So have you played the Uncharted games?
No, I've never played them. But I know a little bit about them.
Never played them either. So the first game came out in 2007 on PlayStation 3. It's called Drake's Fortune. And there's been four games, is it? Or more? There was some on PlayStation Vita. I don't know if they count.
No, there's been four mainline games.
Yeah. So Uncharted 4, A Thief's End is the latest one on PlayStation 4. And Uncharted The Lost Legacy, is that another game? Is that five?
Possibly a DLC?
Yeah. So that was on PlayStation 4 out in 2017. And then 2022, Uncharted The Legacy of Thieves Collection. Is that just a
collection? That's all of them together. Yeah.
Yeah, on PlayStation 5. So this movie stars Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. It's directed by Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah, Deadpool. One of the Deadpools.
Is he?
Second Deadpool?
No.
Zombieland?
Zombieland, yes.
Yeah, he did direct the second Deadpool. You're wrong.
So I'll tell you what he did direct. So his first movie was Zombieland. He directed Gangster Squad. He directed Venom, the first Venom.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of... I don't want to... The guy that directed John Wick.
Yeah, John Wick.
Yeah.
He directed Deadpool too. You're right. Yeah. He also directed Zombieland Double Tap, Ruben Fleischer. And he was an executive producer on your favorite movie, Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Mm.
And then he directed this one, Uncharted. So in comparison to his other movies, it's probably better than Venom, at least.
Zombieland's really good.
Yeah. Is this better than Zombieland?
I didn't mind this movie. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was okay too. It's also not like amazing, but it's fine.
We know that I'm a sucker for these types of movies, so
this
genre of movie is
Indiana Jones, National Treasure,
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Red
so
it's Notice.
Treasure exploration type movies.
Yes.
So yeah, this is one of them again. Yeah, it's pretty similar to
Indiana Jones, I would say.
Yeah.
Or like Tomb Raider.
I think it's a mashup of, you get like Nicolas Cage's character in National Treasure and you get Indiana Jones. And it's kind of like combination of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the games are like as well. So
apart from that, I guess the budget was $120 million, which is pretty decent, I guess. There's some big action sequences, especially towards the end. I don't know how faithful they are to the games, because Tom, I've seen...
So like, I've seen some TikTok videos.
Yeah, okay.
And people are like, Tom Holland's a terrible Nathan Drake compared to the games, and
so
Sully's a terrible Mark Wahlberg. Well, other way around.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Wahlberg's a terrible Sully. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it'll work the other way around too. But I didn't think Tom Holland was like that different to how he is as Peter Parker. Like, it wasn't like he was playing a completely different character.
Yeah.
It was kind of similar.
You don't know anything about Nathan Drake, though.
I don't.
And I don't either.
Yeah.
So I thought it was all right. I'm like, this guy's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, like just taking it just on face value, I thought it was fine. Like,
But maybe if you played the games, you're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought it was like Mark Wahlberg's playing pretty much Mark Wahlberg. He hasn't.
He is. Mark Wahlberg's acting is not great, but
in general, or in this movie.
Oh, in general. Yeah. But I kind of liked him and Tom Holland together.
Yeah. It was good banter.
Yeah.
It was good jokes. There was a couple of good action sequences.
The action sequences are very unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely, well, they get more and more unbelievable as the movie goes on. Yeah. They're okay.
I think they're directly taken from the game.
Also, the trailer for this is really terrible because it gives away the whole movie.
Yeah. Sony trailer.
Yeah.
They always do that.
They not only give away the whole movie, they give away like
the post-credit scene.
The post-credit scene. They give away, there's even stuff in the trailer that's not even in the movie, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Which part?
You know the part where
I haven't seen the trailer that much. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, there's a part in the trailer where Tom Holland's at the bar, like his bartender, and then Mark Wahlberg comes and talks to him and he's like, oh, you look a bit young to be a bartender. And then he's like, you look a bit old to be at prom or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Watch the trailer. That wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It, like they set that up as like, that's how they
first meet.
But
yeah.
That's not how they meet in the movie. The movie's like 116 minutes. It wasn't too long. The stuff they set up, like the treasure hunt that they set up, it was fine, I guess.
Mm.
Nothing that amazing. I would probably say, like, Indiana Jones is obviously better. That doesn't even need to be said. But I would say National Treasure was also better than this.
Yeah. I don't know. National Treasure is, like, I have fond memories of it, but I know it's not.
It's not like that
prime
great.
Cinema.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I know
either.
It's not, amazing. I don't know. We probably have fond memories of National Treasure. I don't know if someone that's younger than us would watch National Treasure and watch this and think one's better than the other. I think they're probably both
about the same.
About as good as each other.
Yeah.
This has better action. National Treasure has better
clues. Yeah, it's got a better mystery.
Even though it's bullshit whenever Nicolas Cage figures out any of them.
Yeah, yeah. But they make it sound like he knows his stuff, I guess. And in this, they kind of make Tom Holland, like, he knows stuff about history.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're, in both movies, it suffers from the same scenario of this guy's, like, way too good at figuring out these clues.
Yeah.
No one would figure those out normally.
It's either, like, just they're really lucky or they're just incredibly smart.
Yeah, yep.
Negatives-wise, I thought some of the villains were a bit whatever. Like, they weren't really that impactful. And there's nothing, like, that great about the movie. Like, you watch it and you're like, yeah, that was fun. But there's nothing that differentiates it from other movies. It's kind of like a mesh of a lot of other movies that we've already talked about. They've been trying to make this movie for a long time as well. So, originally, a long time ago, I think, like, 2000 and after the first game came out, they were planning to make a movie and they've shifted through different directors and different actors. There was one fan film with Nathan Fillion at one stage.
Yeah.
And he looks like
Nathan Everyone Drake. Wanted him.
Yeah.
At one point, Mark Wahlberg was cast as Nathan Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Apparently, the reason Tom Holland got this was he pitched an idea for a James Bond origin movie where he... Like, it'd be like him growing up and like getting his training and then joining MI6 and all of that. But you don't know it's a James Bond origin movie until the end. And at the end, you find out that he's James Bond.
Mm.
Title and marketing and all that wouldn't say it's a James Bond movie. It's just like a spy movie. And he pitched that and they're like, well, we can't make... Firstly, Sony... I don't think Sony owns the rights to James Bond anyway. But...
Sir, this is a Taco Bell. Sounds like a good idea, but I can make you an enchilada.
And they could never make a James Bond movie without saying it's a James Bond movie.
Mm.
So, but then they're like, why don't we do this with Uncharted? And he's like, yeah, okay. Have you seen that video of Tom Holland like guessing his whole life?
No.
There's different interviews throughout his life. Like, there's one where he's like a little kid. Like, you know when he did that movie about the tsunami?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like...
Unstoppable or something.
Yeah, Impossible, I think.
Impossible,
or something like that, yeah. They interviewed him after that movie and he's like, what character would you like to play? And it's like, oh, maybe in 10 years Spider-Man. And he ends up being Spider-Man. And then they're like, oh, who's your celebrity crush? After like, I think it was like Spider-Man Homecoming and it's like Zendaya.
Hmm.
And then they're like, oh, if you wanted to make a movie from a video game, what would it be? And he's like, oh, my favorite game's Uncharted.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny because I watched him do a playthrough of some Uncharted and he sucks at it. Really bad.
Well, obviously he's not very good at it then.
Yeah, yeah.
If this is his favorite game, imagine another game that he's,
not good at. Yeah.
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 Which game was he playing?
I don't know which one.
Apparently, when he did Spider-Man Homecoming, Sony gave him a PS4.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
They also gave him like $50,000. So. Or more than that, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think he got that much for the first movie, but
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like he would have got more than $50,000. Yeah. I don't think he got like millions and millions.
So shelling out $400 wouldn't have been too much for them. Well, that's $400 in retail. So, like in the sweatshop they make it, it probably only cost them like $20 anyway.
It would have been a big deal if they gave him a PS5 because no one can get one at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He could probably get one. Yeah, just ask for one and give it to him. Anything else?
Don't think so.
Again, it was fine. Like nothing amazing, but it was okay.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny.
Yeah, there's some good jokes. Would you watch it again?
This is a good movie to have on in the background while you do something, I think. So I probably would watch it again in the background. I think it's a TV movie. It's one where if it came on TV,
you probably wouldn't
switch the channel.
Where does it rank in terms of video game movies? So this is obviously a video game movie.
It should be probably higher. It's higher, definitely.
Sonic was good. Again, it wasn't amazing, but it's probably one of the best ones.
Mm.
Is it better than Sonic? It's probably like, even that movie was like, yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. Yeah.
Like nothing amazing, but it was fine. So it's probably about the same as that. What about
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
I reckon this is as good as Mortal Kombat. They're probably both on par.
Have you watched Mortal Kombat again?
No.
Apparently on second viewing, it's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it again, so.
A lot of people are saying like they really enjoyed it the first time and they watched it again and they're like, this is not really that good. But again, it's not that bad. So there's a lot of video game movies that are absolute trash. So this is not one of those.
I guess people would have had high hopes for this, given that the game is basically a movie. So
yeah, it's pretty cinematic. So
yeah.
Yeah. As long as they sort of followed the game, which sounds like they...
I think they did, but I think people aren't happy with the casting.
But I think they'll just continue with this because it's probably going to do well enough. How much has it done box office? It's already done 36 million.
I would watch another one. They kind of ended it with a cliffhanger for another one.
We can jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen Uncharted, go watch it and listen to our spoilers. The post-credit scene. So it's in the trailer, which is interesting, but it ends with a bit of a cliffhanger. So they walk out and they see someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that guy's a main character or a main villain of some sort.
The guy with the eye patch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because that guy's a known actor.
Okay.
He's in Game of Thrones, I'm pretty sure. I'm guessing they would have just cast him for that random scene. His brother's alive.
Oh, yeah, his brother. Yeah. So there's this subplot about his brother.
I think his brother ends up being a villain of some sort.
In the games?
In the games, I think, yeah. Okay.
He's in jail at the moment.
Yeah, like a Russian prison.
Is it Russian?
I don't know. It looked like a Russian prison.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Just had that feel. They had a picture of Putin outside. Did you see it?
I'm pretty sure they didn't show it. It looked like an old-fashioned prison, though. It looked like something from like Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
Mm. This movie turns into Pirates of the Caribbean at one stage.
It does, with the ships.
Yeah.
Which is where it gets pretty crazy. I thought the first sequence that they start with in the movie was all right, where he's like jumping out of a plane and stuff.
Yeah, it's all very unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah, he should have
died. It's very CGI.
Should have died multiple times.
Many times, yeah. Yep. Throughout this whole movie, he should have died many, many times.
You say, you know when they're like falling and they're like hold on to the crates and stuff?
There's no way.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Well, they're going pretty fast, right?
So there's one point where like she grabs his arm to pull him onto the crate. Her arm would have ripped off.
Or she would have just...
Fell off the crate as well.
Yeah, fell off the crate as well.
Yeah.
And where did Mark Wahlberg go? Oh, he had a parachute.
He had a parachute, yeah. Is the cat in the games?
I don't know.
That would be an interesting question.
We should probably have got someone who actually played the games to join us on this episode. But anyway, we didn't. It's got that girl from, I've seen her in stuff, in Netflix stuff. The villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in like
potentially seen her in something.
Sabrina, I think.
She's in Sabrina.
And she's in You, season
something.
The last season.
Yes.
Three?
She is in that one.
Yeah.
Yep, she's the librarian or some shit.
Her hairstyle's really interesting.
Yeah, it's like gold dreads.
Yeah. But it's like like gelled back.
It's more braided, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like it like doesn't move. Like it's like very
static. I think it's braided.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
It's a nice hairstyle.
I think it's silver looking back on it, probably not gold.
I think that's it. I'd probably give it a cognitive recalibration again. It's fine. Again, nothing amazing. I don't think we've seen anything like amazing this year, but we haven't seen any trash this year either yet. My bonus review.
Bell.
Yes, you're right. It is Bell. So this is a Japanese animation. This is a
Beauty and the Beast origin movie.
Not really an origin movie. It kind of it features stuff that has – it's definitely inspired by Beauty and the Beast. Like it's directly inspired by Beauty and the Beast. The whole story isn't necessarily that. So it's about a girl who lost her mother when she was young, and she's kind of like a teenager now at high school, and she's lost a lot of confidence. But she used to be a really good singer. Think this is in the future, or it's like some alternate reality where they have this app called You, and it's like a – is there an equivalent of this, like something like this at the moment? So it's like a online platform where it scans your body and you like get immersed into this like online
– Oh, it's a metaverse.
Yeah, kind of like that, like this – and you can – you have like avatars. Yes. So like it scans you and it like makes an avatar for you, and you're basically anonymous in this – in this online universe, and then you can do whatever you want. And she like she becomes like this singing sensation, and she gets like heaps of followers, and overnight like she just sings one song and it becomes like a platform for her to sing. But then outside of there's like two parallel stories, so there's stuff happening in this universe and then there's stuff happening in real life, and it's about how she over the course of the movie she gains confidence and she becomes who she really is.
Bell,
yeah. So Bell is her avatar's name. Mm. Her actual name is something else. Suzu is her actual name, which apparently means Bell in Japanese, hence the name Bell. She uses the English name Bell. I watched it in English, but I would have liked – like the dubbing was fine. It was good, but I always prefer to watch these movies with subtitles in the original Japanese language. So at some stage I will watch it again in Japanese. There is music in it, so it is a musical. And they translate the songs into English as well. But they sound fine in English. But the songs are pretty good. There's like maybe two or three songs. And the animation is really, really nice. It's really good. Really well animated. You've only watched like a couple of Japanese animations, right? So which ones have you watched?
I've only watched one.
That Weathering With You.
Yeah.
So it's better than that. Like, not that that was horrible or anything, but it's definitely better than that. So it's not a Studio Ghibli movie. It's a Studio Chizu movie. The other movies that they've done are one that we actually reviewed on the podcast before called Mirai. We'd reviewed it when it came out like 2 years ago. The other movies that they've done are The Boy and the Beast, which is also a pretty good movie, and Wolf Children, which I haven't seen, but it's also meant to be pretty good. They're all directed by the same person who directed this, Mamoru Hosoda. So I recommend this movie. I think it's really good. I think more people should watch Japanese animations because they're really unique. The way they, firstly, the animation themselves, but the stories and they're quite deep. I think Pixar used to make like deep movies that were also good for kids, but I don't know, lately they haven't really been doing that.
What about Inside Out?
I think that was the last time they did something like that. But even that, I think it's more towards kids than adults. Like adults can enjoy it, but it's still more a kid's movie. These movies are a little bit more mature. Like, I don't think little kids will like this. It's a bit too serious. It's a bit more like teenager, like early teenager onwards that you'll probably appreciate this movie more. But yeah, it's really good. And this is probably the best movie I've seen so far this year. So I recommend it. I think people should watch it.
The best movie I've seen this year is Morbius.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you watch it?
I watched the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Which you probably have seen the movie then. Yeah, so I think it's a good movie. Bell. Look it up and watch it if you watch it
when it comes to streaming.
Yeah, which hopefully should be soon because this actually came out last year in Japan. We're getting it a bit late here. And there is a segment that's heavily inspired by Beauty and the Beast, but that's actually not the whole movie. A lot of people are like, it's kind of being marketed as like a Japanese Beauty and the Beast, but it's not. That was my bonus review.
Surprise.
So if people have seen any of these three movies and they want to let us know how they felt about them, how they go about it.
So we are available on all platforms, all social networking platforms. Just search our name, Cognitive Recalibration.
Yep.
Or you can email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by giving us a rating on Spotify or iTunes, because that makes us more discoverable on either search engine. Another thing, so Facebook actually publishes our podcast now. So on our Facebook page, you can listen to our episodes. So there's a podcast tab now. And every time we post an episode as well, it's in our feed on Facebook. So do like our page. You can actually listen to the episodes directly on Facebook if you want, if it's more convenient for you. Another thing, so we are planning to do a video soon. So you can see, well, you can't see, but we can see that the room that we're sitting in is slowly becoming emptier and emptier because we're going to set it up to do video. So that will be soon. We'll just have to pick when we want to do it. Because there is going to be a short period where I'm not going to be in Melbourne, but we'll figure it out. Next week, so we've got two episodes that we will be doing. One is Boba Fett, which I am almost done with. And the other one is Peacemaker, which I haven't even started, but you have started. So we'll do both of those, and then it will be Batman.
The Batman.
I was thinking, like, is this the first time that there's been a movie called...
There's been a Batman movie?
Yeah, but... The first
no, Batman. Because there's been a lot of Batman movies.
No, as in, there's been a lot of Batman movies, but has any of them actually been called Batman? And obviously, there's Batman 1989.
Yeah. So this question was a terrible question from you just, on all parts.
Yeah, it was just not great. Yeah. But
there was also Batman 1960.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was 1960. Like, yeah.
1960
the something. Adam West one. That's why this is called The Batman. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But at the same time, kind of like, I'm not super hyped for it either. Which might be a good thing, so it might surprise me.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a long one.
Yes, it's 3 hours, so it better be good. Because if it's 3 hours, it's Endgame was 3 hours, so there must be a lot of content in it.
Yeah, 3 hours is a long movie.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I think it'll be serious.
I think so too.
Yeah,
but there'll be one joke in it, and it better be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the Riddler.
I don't know who it's gonna be from, but it'll be one joke. I think it's gonna be from Alfred.
Hi, Andy Serkis.
And that's what the review is going to be about, only that.
The joke.
One joke.
We have to rate the joke. And in spoilers, we say who the joke, like who said the joke.
Yeah. So it'll be like a 5-minute episode.
Cool. All right then. And Ghostbusters Afterlife, when are we going to do that?
We'll do that the week afterwards. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that the week afterwards.
Yeah.
Cool. Hope you enjoyed the episode. It's been a while since we've done this, so I feel like I'm a bit out of touch. I don't know why. It hasn't been that long, but I feel
it's
like...
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel out of touch, but we'll be back with regular episodes. I've been releasing episodes in batches. Because of COVID, I think there were a lot of events and stuff planned during that would have happened during COVID, but because they couldn't happen during COVID for 2 years, they're all happening in 2 months, in the last 2 months. And every weekend, we've got something that we have to go do.
We've got drunk. Unfortunately.
Mainly you, but yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then I think, yeah, we've got something almost every weekend still. But anyway, we're getting back on top of it. So by the time Batman comes out, it will come out. The episode will come out the weekend the movie comes out. I think we're slowly getting back on top of things. And then there's that Pixar movie where it turns into a
panda.
Panda or something. Yeah, that's coming out the week after Batman.
Oh, so we'll do Ghostbusters after that.
After that, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you're staying safe, and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.